Good morning with us on a Monday morning. Our political observer, Alan Shartok, and high is going to be near 70 today after a gorgeous day yesterday. Wow, it's almost like a new world out there, Al.
As Lewis Carroll wrote, "You're old, Father William," the young man said, "and your hair has become very white, and yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age that is right?" Brilliant, brilliant poetry. If you went to a private college, poetry if you went to public college.
In other words, my get up and go has got up and went.
My get up and go has got up and went.
Well, get up and go is Hillary Clinton. Announcement over the weekend, a video, Alan, showing, among other things, a gay family was featured in the video. And we are witness now to an absolute presidential run by what could be the first woman president in the United States.
You know, David, she has a series of decisions to make, any of which could either make or break her. To me, the one that you really have to think she'll have to be very careful about is what she does about Barack Obama. If, in fact, in any way, she is perceived as dissing Obama, it would be a major mistake, first rate. Look, no matter what the right-wingers have to say, Obama has done very well in the presidency. America is enjoying tremendous economic health right now. She is exactly right. She says yes, but we want everybody to share in it. Other politicians, fearing for their own good, have come along. We've seen it. We saw it with one assemblyman quite a while ago in the Hudson Valley who decided he wasn't going to endorse Clinton, even though he was a Democrat, because Clinton had gotten into his troubles. And he lost. And then, of course, he won later on again. You can't make that mistake. Obama has done extremely well as president. And the reason that they're after Hillary and after Obama is that they don't want them to win again. But what they have to emphasize is what happened during the Republican years in office, and it wasn't good.
How about who endorsed and who didn't? New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has endorsed Hillary Clinton the same day, and Mayor Bill de Blasio says, not just yet, I want to see what her campaign's going to be like.
I think de Blasio is being dumb here. I think it's a major error, as I just indicated. If you're a Democrat and you don't support the front runner, especially if she prevails and wins, and you're not there and you're not there early, people will remember it. You know, de Blasio, his support for Andrew Cuomo, despite the fact that Cuomo keeps kicking him, has got a lot of people scratching their heads and saying, what's all of that about? But I'm sure he's a smart man. I'm sure he thinks he knows what he's doing. It's just that I don't understand it.
Does this virtually assure that Governor Cuomo will run for re-election for governor?
No, I mean, I think he's in a bad spot, to be honest with you. Third terms are very rough. We all know that. We're already seeing published reports that Schneiderman may run against him. We're also seeing that Chris Gibson may run against him as a Republican. He's going to have to be looking at it. Meanwhile, he's announced his committee. He's raising his money. Why wouldn't he? It's all money in the bank. But his problem is that if he's done after two terms, or even after three, he'll be weakened. And how do you project yourself as a potential presidential candidate after Hillary Clinton is through? It's very difficult if you don't have a jumping off point, which is why he has been in the cabinet already, but in a rather lowly position as the HUD secretary. In order to project yourself as a presidential candidate, you have to be either attorney general, I don't think he's that good a lawyer, or you have to be a potential secretary of state, and he certainly hasn't shown any penchant for that. So he's in a tough spot right now. He's done the right thing. There are already columnists who are suggesting that in endorsing Clinton, he hasn't done it strongly enough. It's been lackluster. And we've certainly seen that kind of thing from him before.